Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading today from Extreme Devotion. That's a devotional book that's put out by Voice of the Martyrs. The believers I am about to describe were not victims, but victors, an example of extreme devotion. Today we visit Romania and the Christians of Timișoara. When Romanian poet Constantin Ioanid wrote the poem entitled God Exists, he could not have known the significance his words would have in Romanian history. One night in 1989, Christians were protesting in the town of Timișoara. A bishop who had become a puppet for the communists had fired the reformed Pastor Tokes for faithfully preaching the word of God. On the day Pastor Tokes was to leave his home and church, the Christians surrounded his house to prevent the police from evicting him. Quickly the crowd grew, and the army was called out to stop them. The soldiers began shooting, and many were killed or wounded. And then an amazing thing happened. The entire crowd, instead of fighting the army, knelt down and prayed. The shocked soldiers were overwhelmed and refused to shoot any more. Meanwhile, the whole town had gathered, and a local pastor addressed the crowd from the balcony of the opera house. He recited Brother Ioanid's poem, and the whole crowd began shouting, God exists! God exists! Leaflets with the poem's text were passed around, and those who knew the music composed for the words began to sing. Soon, thousands were singing it again and again. The song became the beginning of the Romanian Revolution that led to the fall of communist dictator Nicolae Ceausescu. John 8:32 says, Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. A revolution is a new resurgence of belief in a very old idea, whether freedom, personal dignity, or even the existence of God. These self-evident principles remain unchanged during the cycle of oppression. Though they may go underground for a time, their existence is unchallenged. A spiritual revolution resurrects the belief in the existence of God, although God himself was never dead. The revolution begins with God's revelation of truth. We all need courage to resurrect our faith in the basic, powerful, and life-altering proposition that God exists. We are part of a revolution when we join other Christians who begin to live like they believed it. What would spiritual revolution look like in your own life? If you'd like to follow up and somehow be a blessing to the persecuted and have your own copy of Extreme Devotion, for example, just email Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.